Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I had a great weekend. I had an absolutely great weekend. I went and hung out with a bunch of guys that I know, and we went out into the countryside. We stayed at a really neat facility, and we just kind of hung out and barbecued and broke out all the guns. And on day one, we did a bunch of shotgun skeet shooting and different kinds of competitions. And then on day two, we switched over to pistols and rifles and did a lot of marksmanship training for guys that really had never had an opportunity to shoot before. And I'll tell you what, we had a really, really good time. And this particular event was just a bunch of guys that I hang out with. And ironically, as I was hanging out with these guys, you know, I tend to do a lot of listening. And in the process of listening, I get to know these guys. I get to understand their backgrounds. I get to understand what they do. And ironically, one of the common threads that came out of the weekend for me, you know, was the fact that a lot of these guys are, you know, they're working really, really hard. They are trading their time for money. And in many of those cases, they're using that money either to just get by and pay the bills, or if they're one of those guys that, you know, is making more money than they need to pay the bills, well, they're going out and they're buying stuff. And, you know, that stuff is supposed to make them feel, you know, better about themselves. Like, hey, you know, I went and I accomplished this. I did that. You know, I got the boat. I got the jet ski. I got this. I got that. Whatever, whatever. And at the end of the day, all of that stuff, it's not helping them get to a place in the future called retirement. It's not. And, you know, I'm that guy that's on that path that's retired myself. And of course, the common question I always get is, oh, you're retired because, you know, you served in the military, so you got a pension. And then when I tell them the shocking news of, you know, what that retirement looks like compared to my lifestyle, they quickly understand that that retirement check is not covering my lifestyle. It's not doing it. And I explain to them the benefits of real estate investing. Now, you know, there's some guys that just go, yeah, that's for rich people. You know, okay, you know, you continue to believe that. I'm proof positive that that's not the case. Other guys, you know, they kind of go, wow, I want to do that. And they don't have an idea or a clue how to do that. And of course, I share with them the fact that, you know, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited over 3 years ago. And the fact that I did that, it changed my life. And a couple other guys are like, you're on the radio? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do. I do a radio show. I talk about real estate investing. I talk about the broken retirement system. I talk about other things too. And they were like, well, how do I hear you? And I said, well, here. And I dial up the podcast for them, give them an opportunity to hear a show. Here's the most important thing that comes out of the conversations that I had. There are people that don't believe real estate investing can work for them. Yeah, they're convinced that it's a scam, you know, it's only for the uber rich. And until they change their mind, we're not going to get anywhere with those guys. There's other people that are willing to listen, and they'll listen and it sounds good, but then they don't take action. They don't do anything. They don't take the next step. They don't get more information. They don't find out whether or not this can work for them to change their life. There's other guys that will listen to what was said. They might take a little bit of action, but then fear sets in. The fear of failure. The fear of, man, I don't know if I can do this. and it causes them to, well, stay right where they're at. And then there are the guys that will listen to what you're saying, and they'll say, you know what? What I've been doing, it hasn't been working for me. And they're open-minded to a different approach. They're absolutely open-minded to a different approach. And those are the guys that don't think I'm absolutely nuts. Yeah, it's just the way it is. And that's just a microcosm of society. It really is. Now, what I want to share with you on today's show is information from people that are Lifestyles Unlimited members that have made that informed decision. They listened to what guys like me have to say. They've taken that first step. They sought out additional information. They received that additional information. That information made sense to them. They became members. They went through the educational process. They retooled their focus. They retooled their lives. And they started taking action. They surrounded themselves with like-minded individuals. They went out and they found qualified mentors. They did the things that we tell them to do to be successful. And they achieved success. They achieved it one house at a time. That's a pretty cool thing. It's a very cool thing. It was even cooler to me is watching people realize that they've made a significant change in their life, that they are moving away from what society told them right looked like to a different perspective regarding their retirement futures. When we come back from the break, I've got some case study information I'm going to pour out on you. Back after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you what I call a virtual case study. Now, I don't have a whiteboard. You know, radio is not set up for me to give you a visual aspect. So I'm going to do the best in my power to be as descriptive as possible. And the takeaway for you is to pay attention and understand that the information I'm going to convey to you is from people that have been a place in their lives where they were just realizing what they were doing wasn't working. And I'm guessing there's some of you out there that feel the exact same way. Now, the first person that presented was I'll call her a young lady named Tiffany. Most women in this country are younger than I am, so they're all young ladies in my book. And Tiffany and her husband, Chad, they're members. They became members back in 2019. And Chad is an entrepreneur. So he spends a lot of time building up businesses. That's what he does for a living. He's very successful at it. He's very good at it. Tiffany, on the other hand, she had an extensive background in the insurance industry. As a matter of fact, she worked for one of the Fortune 100 companies in America. So she knows exactly how demanding that corporate lifestyle is. After about 11 years of putting up with that she had the opportunity to step away from that and join Chad in the entrepreneurial role. But here's the crazy thing about being entrepreneurs and business owners. It requires a lot of your time. And in many cases, there's not a big team supporting you. You tend to be your own team. And those types of businesses are sometimes called turnkey businesses, meaning if you're not there to turn the key, there is no business. It's the way it is. Now, when they joined Lifestyles Unlimited, they had no prior real estate experience. Okay, Tiffany said she did like to go onto Zillow and look at houses, but she had no idea what she was looking for when it came to investing in real estate. So she had talked to a friend who basically said, go read this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So she did. And she realized after reading that book that what she was doing was absolutely wrong. Even though she was a business owner, she was doing things in the business world that were potentially incorrect. She figured out that she needed to develop passive income if retirement was going to work for her and her family. Her friend had mentioned to her that her brother, the friend's brother that is, just happens to be a pastor in a church in the Houston area. You know, most pastors don't make a lot of money. But because that individual became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, he had bought 4 rental homes while following the Lifestyles Unlimited map. And the result of owning those 4 homes made a significant financial difference in his life and his family's life. So Tiffany said, you know what? I'm going to go check out that free workshop that Lifestyles Unlimited does. And she dragged Chad along. They listened to what we had to say and they became members. What struck her is most powerful was the ability to meet and talk with other members who were already building wealth and passive income, who were already following the map. And she realized an epiphany. This, and I'm going to quote her. This is what she said. She said, this has a faster and better return on investment than an MBA. And by the way, it's much cheaper. Yeah, true stuff. Well, let me tell you about the property that she presented at this case study. The property is in the Fort Worth area of Texas. It's an older property. It was built in 1943. It was a two-bedroom, well, it still is. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath, one-car garage home, kind of small, about 972 square feet. And this was their second acquisition. Now, when you looked at the property in the before photos, the first thing that jumped out to me was, okay, somebody replaced the fence, but that house, that is not pretty at all. It doesn't have any curb appeal. And then when you looked at the interior of that particular property, the thing that struck out to me was this. Every single wall in that property had a different color. And Tiffany went on to say, not only was it a different color, it were different textures on the wall. But one of the things she really liked about this property was she drove around the neighborhood and she found that pride of ownership in that neighborhood was exceptional. Everything was very nice and well kept up, except for that particular property. So she went after it. She went and bought the property. And it took some rehab to get this thing up and running. There were some foundation problems. But because she had done things correctly, she built the right team. She actually was able to get the renovations on the property completed 3 days ahead of schedule. And when she put the property up for rent, in a 24-hour period, she not only had 22 inquiries on that property, but those inquiries turned into 4 different applications. And she wound up picking the best qualified applicant from the 4, and they signed a 1-year lease. And here's the best part. Her actual time spent on the property was minimal, since she had built that solid team who did all the heavy lifting for her, because she was not interested in spending a lot more time in a real estate investing business because she was already spending time in her own business. Now, let me give you some of the breakdown of some of the numbers on this property. This property had an after repair value of $168,000. Now, she was able to buy it for $110,000 because there were things wrong with this property that needed to be remedied. But that gave her a $58,000 starting equity to work with. Now, the rehab cost, when all the dust settled, came in at $28,875. And she had some closing and holding costs because she used hard money and she did a double escrow because, you know, you don't stay in hard money. You get out of hard money and you get into a conventional loan. We teach you all about how to do that. So when you took a look at all of those costs, her net equity that she captured on this property was about $18,825. Now, her cash out of pocket to do the deal was right around $26,500. Her return on the capital gain was 71%. In other words, by investing $26,500 into this particular property of her own money, she was able to capture an equity of almost $19,000. Now, the neat thing was this. The resident that she selected is paying market rents. They're paying $1,295 a month for this property, which turns out to be a gross rental income of $15,540. The cash flow on this property is $336 a month. That translates into an annual cash flow of a little bit over $4,000 per year. That essentially, by doing this deal, gave her a personal raise of $4,000 per year. It's a 15% return on her money, which was better than what she was getting in the stock market. When we come back from the break, I'm going to break down the other ways she makes money on this property. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I'm talking about some of our members that presented information about properties that they're acquiring. And these properties are helping them to change their life. These properties are helping them to get to a point of retirement that wasn't possible following the conventional plan that they were following. Now, we talked about in the last segment the basic numbers, what Tiffany and Chad have been able to achieve with the property that they acquired in the Fort Worth market. Now, let me tell you about some of the other tangible benefits here. In this particular property that they rehabbed, and by the way, I didn't get into the after pictures because I find that it's hard to describe beauty. Sometimes it's very hard to describe it. And when I look at this property on the exterior and the interior, that's the word that comes to my mind. It's beautiful. It doesn't dawn on me. See, it takes my words away. I mean, to be honest with you. You know, the fact that this property went through a significant transformation is pretty cool stuff. And that significant transformation allowed them to put that property on the market for rent and kind of be overwhelmed with the response because people are looking for beautiful property to live in. And ironically, when they have the opportunity to rent a beautiful property, they also have a tendency to take care of that property. Even though they don't own it, they like to demonstrate pride of ownership. It's pretty cool stuff. So let's get back to the numbers on this particular property. This thing is producing just a little over $4,000 a year in positive cash flow for them. Now, when you take a look at the allowable depreciation on this particular property, they're going to write off about $6,000 in depreciation expense, meaning that there is no tax due on that income that they earn from cash flow because depreciation offsets it. More so, there's still an additional $2,000 of passive losses or depreciation losses on this property that they can use to offset other income. Of course, within IRS guidelines. Can't do that in the stock market. Now, let's talk about the future potential of this property. You know, they're looking at holding this property for a while. And, you know, what we'd recommend is that you hold a property for about 3 years and then you make an informed decision as to whether you want to continue to hold it or liquidate it and go do something else. Let's say they hold it for 3 years. And, you know, one of the things that we found historically is that properties tend to double in price about every 20 years. So I'm just going to use that as my guidepost and say 5% appreciation per year on this property. In year one, that property is going to increase in value by about $8,400. In year two, it's going to go up by about $8,800. And in year three, we're looking at around $9,300 in increase in value just due to the fact that property appreciates. So it gives them a projected future value of this property right around $194,500. Now remember, they bought this thing for $110,000. It appraised for $168,000. As it goes up in value, they're looking at a three-year potential price of about $194,500. Now, one of the things that they did was they converted their hard money loan into long-term financing. Now, a lot of our members like to put 80% financing on the property. They chose to put 75% financing on the property. Yeah, there's reasons for going either way, and I'm not going to get into the minutiae of that. But essentially what they did when they refinanced out the hard money loan is they put a $126,000 loan against that property. Now that property over a three-year period of time, as they continue to make the payments on the mortgage for that property, will have a principal pay down effect, meaning as they pay that mortgage payment, a portion of that payment goes towards interest and a portion of it goes towards principal. The principal portion reduces the amount owed, thereby increasing equity in the property. So I'm looking at about $8,000 in principal pay down. So at the end of 3 years, they should be looking at about $118,000 on that note. So let's talk about exit strategy. If they chose to sell that property, they would be looking at equity of about $76,500. And if you calculate the cost of sale at about 8%, I like to calculate 8% because, you know, it's about 6% for real estate commissions. It's about 1% for title fees, about another 1% for other expenses, yada, yada, yada. You're looking at about $6,000 in costs. That gives them an adjusted capital gain of about $70,000. So that property can give them a check for $70,000 after 3 years of ownership. In addition to all the cash flow that they've made. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Well, let's say they decide after 3 years, you know what? We don't want to sell this property. It's doing great. It's appreciating well. Love the area. Love what the property's doing. Let's refinance the property. In other words, let's get some of that equity out. So what they could do is go to their conventional lender, who, based on that $194,500 in projected future value, you know, remember, I'm trying to forecast 3 years here, they would put an 80% loan on that property of about $155,500. That would allow them to take out $37,500 in tax-free money. And the reason that money becomes tax-free is because you're restructuring debt. The only time capital gains is due on a property is when you transfer title to that property. That's the triggering effect that catches the IRS's eye. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. And this is just one property changing their life. This was their second property. They had bought another property prior to this one. That was their first property. And that particular property, they were looking at more along the lines of trying to capture equity on the property. That particular property is paying them about $1,300 a year in cash flow. It's not real big cash flow, but they captured $26,000 of equity on that particular deal. And one of the interesting things about that particular deal is they've already noticed that property has gone up in value by 6% in only a 9-month period. So it's actually growing in value faster than 5% per year. The other thing they figured out was that the rents they put on that particular property, that first one, were actually a little bit lower than what the market's commanding. So their game plan is that when that particular resident chooses to move out, they're going to adjust the rents up to market rents. And that property is going to produce better cash flow for them. But between the two properties, just as it stands right now, they're looking at annual cash flow of about $5,400. And they've captured already almost $45,000 in equity. Now, we asked them, you know, how did lifestyles change your life? And they said, man, I'll tell you what, new tools and resources that we provided them allowed them to take action. And the encouragement they received from their fellow members, from their mentors, from the people on their team, it caused them to go faster and better and produce a more effective return on their investment than their MBAs have done for them. And that has translated into very positive effects for their family. Come back from the break. I'm going to tell you about Kimball, an Army vet. You're going to want to hear this. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Sorry, just updating my spreadsheet here because I realized that the numbers that I put into a certain section weren't the correct numbers. And when I was getting the result, I was going, well, this isn't right. We've got to make the information correct. Anyway, you don't care about that. What you care about is Kimball's story. Kimball became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited this year, in January of this year, just before he retired from the United States Army. And he mentioned that his last day in the Army, which was February 29th of this year, because he retired on March 1st, he spent with us at Lifestyles Unlimited because we were doing our big wealth and passive income expo in Houston, Texas. He came on over to be a part of what we were doing as a new member. And I'll tell you what, he got a return on his investment for doing that. See, let me just kind of give you some background on Kimball. He spent 28 years serving in the United States Army. So he and I have similar stories. And when he left the Army, he decided to relocate his family to a place called Huntsville, Alabama. There's a lot of military retirees that go there. And part of the reason the military retirees go there, well, there's a lot of defense contractors there. So there's, you know, a pool of potential jobs. And he started down a path where he obtained a fellowship from one of those contractors. And after doing 12 weeks in the fellowship, he realized very quickly that a life in a cubicle wasn't going to work for him. Yeah, it just wasn't making sense. Now, he had the exact same problem that I had when he left the military. Yeah, they give you a pension if you earn it, and if you're under the retirement system that allows for a pension. But the ironic thing is this. That pension tends to pay you about one-third of what you were making when you were on active duty. That's just the way it works out. So he was looking at, you know, financial challenges just like I looked at financial challenges. And the difference between Kimball and me was that Kimball, in his last year of service, found Lifestyles Unlimited. He heard us on the radio, and he was able to take action while he was still serving. Kimball wanted to work for himself, and he wanted to build wealth. And more importantly, he wanted to buy back time with his family. Because like me, he had spent much too much of his time away from them while wearing the uniform. That's just, it's a cost of doing business in the military. Now, the property that he presented last night was the second of three properties that he's bought this year. And the thing I want you to understand is that the properties that Kimball took down, not to mention the properties that Tiffany took down, they did all of this in a COVID-19 environment. So don't use COVID as an excuse for why you can't change your life, because I ain't buying it. Now, this particular property is in Houston, Texas. I mentioned to you that he lives in Alabama. Didn't bother him one bit. As a matter of fact, he never set foot in that property because he did the things that we taught him to do. He built a dynamic team around him, and he was able to manage the acquisition and renovation of this property from afar. Let me explain to you the numbers, because I'm running out of time. Like usual, I talk a little bit too much, and I get to the end of the show, and here I go talking too much again. So let's get into the deal. Now, this particular property has an after-repair value of $154,000. He knew that going into the deal because he did his research, and his research told him that comparable properties all fixed up in that particular neighborhood were trading in that price range. He was able to buy the property for $77,000 because this property had a lot of deferred maintenance on it. It needed a new roof. It had a lot of issues that needed to be remedied so that he could put it back on the market and make it available for great people that are looking for that kind of property to rent. So his equity in the deal, without doing anything, $77,000. Now, it cost just shy of $28,000 to do all the rehab on this particular property. And he had closing and holding costs of about $12,000. So his net equity that he captured in this deal was running at $37,000. Now, cash out of pocket, just a little bit north of $19,000. In other words, he put $19,000 of his own money into this deal. And you might be wondering, okay, where did he get his money from? Well, he had been putting money into mutual funds that weren't paying him five different ways. He sold those mutual funds. He took the tax hit. And he redeployed that capital into an asset that is producing income streams for him five different ways. And that's what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show here. So his return on capital gain turns out to be 192%. He put $19,000 into the deal and captured over $37,000 worth of equity to do so. That's where I got the 192% return on his capital gain. Now, rent-wise, he's doing great. He's getting $1,350 a month. That turns into about $16,200 in rental income for the year. Cash flow on the property, and this is after paying a property management company, $552 a month. Yeah, that equates into a $6,624 annual raise for him and his family. Pretty significant. His cash on cash return in this particular deal, 34%. 34% return on his money. He wasn't getting 34% return on his money when that money was sitting in mutual funds. It wasn't happening for him. He gets that $6,624 a year annual income. He's allowed to depreciate the property, which allows him to offset that income stream by $5,600. So his tax liability on this particular income is only on about $1,000 of income. Now, if he holds the property for 3 years, and he likely will, and that property appreciates, let's just say 5% per year, you understand my methodology for doing that. In year one, it's going to go up $7,700. Year two, $8,000. And in year three, about $8,500. He's going to get a projected future value of about $178,275. If at the end of 3 years, he decides he wants to sell this property, he can do so. And he can take a big chunk of money out of this property. He absolutely can. You know, ironically, one of the things that he's doing, and here's where the math got a little bit sideways on me, because you know what I noticed about spreadsheets is that if you put the wrong data in the wrong cell and that cell is linked to another cell and that, you know where I'm going with all that stuff, it creates a problem for you. So what I've got to do is I noticed that I didn't hit the proverbial save. I don't think I have auto save on this thing. So I got to go back and put the numbers back in. But what I want to share with you is the fact that if he has a conventional loan of about $123,200, over time, that property is going to pay down principal amounts. And I'm estimating he's probably going to get about, I don't know, $6,000, maybe $6,500 in principal pay down. What's going to happen is his loan balance is going to decline to about $147,500. So if he decided to sell that property, he could do so. And in doing so, he would take about $30,000 out of that property. Now, if you assume a cost of sale of about 8%, he still is taking $28,000 out of that property, and that's subject to capital gains in age depreciation recapture. But let's say he decides he doesn't want to sell it. It's not a problem. He doesn't have to sell the property. There's no one that's going to make you sell the property. He's going to make informed business decisions. Now, let me tell you specifically what the numbers are doing for him. He's got three properties that he was able to acquire the Lifestyles Unlimited way. And those three properties, when you add up all the numbers, are producing about $19,000 a year in additional cash flow for him. Equity that he's captured in these properties, north of $91,000. It is changing his life, and he is searching for his next three properties. And if you want to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.